listening to an Infowars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
The solution. Every study published in the last 5 years, when you look at vaccine refusers, I'm not talking about, well, hesitants, most of them we can talk into coming to terms, but refusers. We'll just get rid of all the whites in the United States, because Houston is the most diverse city in the entire United States. There's 7 Asian languages spoken. The solution. Every study published
it with him because I'm so upset about it. It's just killed too many people and it made too many women infertile, and that's just the most evil thing ever. And it's still on the schedule. And it's so immoral. It's hard to believe this is even happening. But he did exactly the same thing. Again, it's my fault for not being like, whoa, that's a red line. I can't cross it. But he did the same thing he did on the Iran war. When I talked to him about the Iran war, you say, well, like, this is hurting all these people. He's like, you don't believe in the polio vaccine? Like, that was a good vaccine, don't you think? It's like, I guess I believe in the polio vaccine. I don't know. I mean, but that's not what we're talking about. The polio vaccine is a totally different thing. I mean, I don't even know enough about it, even though we grew up next to the Salk Institute.
Yeah.
It's like, what does that have to do with it? You mentioned Iran. He's like, do you think they should have nuclear weapons? No, I don't think. Not for nuclear weapons in general, but it was a non sequitur designed to shut down the conversation.
And the same tactic that's been employed by his political adversaries his entire political life.
Exactly.
So it's like, really? You're going to misquote? You're going to misdirect? You're going to, yes, dishonest.
Construct a straw man.
Yes, there we go.
Well, you're an anti-Semite? You're racist? Do you think Iran should have nuclear weapons? Are you pro-Islam? No? I'm an Episcopalian. Leave me alone.
The mass injecting of more than half the world's population with that drug is the worst thing that has ever happened in the history of our species. And it has happened now. Yeah. And I know that's very, very difficult for a lot of people to accept, particularly people who've had it. But we are now living in the aftermath of that. And the repercussions are going to go on, I'm afraid, for a very long time. It's not like, oh, lots of people died and now they've finished dying. And obviously we want justice. People will keep dying, keep being extremely ill, probably be infertile, affected in all kinds of different ways for years and years, I'm afraid. And people have to kind of accept that thing took place, and anybody who was involved at any kind of high level with making that happen is not your friend.
If you think the awakening we've seen so far is big, this planet and the globalists have not seen anything yet.
We're aware of your activities, trying to muzzle the American people and gaming your search results. Google is evil.
We now take the challenge, not to censor like you do, but to stand against you and to fight even harder for our birthright that you are trying to steal.
Remember this. You killed your profession by becoming nothing but mercenaries for the globalists, and people know that you're fake news, many of you. Now, with you trying to kill the First Amendment, you're making yourself true villains.
You've declared war on the First Amendment. You've declared war on free speech.
Since when are hundreds of doctors unable to have press conferences in America?
Right.
And they take it off YouTube, they take it off Google, they take it off Twitter, they take it off Facebook. There is a giant crackdown that even the New York Times calls it a crackdown on conservatives and a plan to deplatform conservatives from the internet and communicating with each other. Just like communist China.
I'm here to expose this fraud. I'm here, just like in Congress has hearings about me, I go there. And I get in their face and I expose the truth, and that's what I'm going to do.
We had over 40 million subscribers on Apple. That was our biggest thing with my 3 podcasts. Those were all banned.
The most banned man in America, Alex Jones.
Coming up in just the next month or so, it looks like this is finally it. They're finally going to be able to shut down InfoWars, but they won't shut you down as InfoWarriors, and that term and that name lives forever.
the InfoWar lives forever. In the potential twilight of InfoWars itself as InfoWars.com, we've launched a limited edition line of the InfoWars 1776 limited edition line. A whole bunch of new shirts, a whole bunch of new hats that are limited edition, that take a lot of the classic InfoWars shirts, this is the all-time bestseller, navy blue with red InfoWars on it, and adding on the shoulder 1776. These are historic shirts, and they're symbols of your support and your being part of this operation and helping the operation grow and expand into the future. So take action now at thealexjonesstore.com and look at these two new amazing lines.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Well, I said it yesterday, and I got picked up in headlines all over the world. The Bloomberg Democrat Party-backed Onion attempt to hijack this operation, just like they did a year and a half ago, that failed through fraud, is like atomic nuclear testing in the Pacific Ocean in the famous fiction films of Godzilla, Awakening Godzilla, and the left and the globalists are Tokyo. I am just energized by this, and I've now talked to my lawyers and others cut and dry. The Onion's already selling InfoWars products. There's no judge ruling, no agreement. It's all lies like last time. It's like Oprah Winfrey's secret. They just think if they say that pigs fly and the moon's made out of cheese, it makes it so. So I've been trying to get Barnes on for a week about the Iran war, Trump, the flip-flopping. There's even more since then. The midterm numbers, Trump at 32 points. Can we salvage Trump? What's all his inside baseball? He's got even better sources than I do, and I got him right inside the White House. But now that he's here, because he was a lawyer and advisor of mine, and what he predicted came true, one of the smartest historians I know, not just a lawyer, I want to get his take on this because, as you know, 6 months ago, Todd Blanch, deputy AG at the time, now head of the DOJ, attorney general, killed Ed Martin's weaponization investigation into the cut-and-dry DOJ CIA declassified running lawfare against me. And there were six letters in investigations that went out, not just the one everybody heard about. But they also killed the auto pen when they had that chief of staff come and spill his guts, open and shut, and dozens of other things. That's why there's no indictments. For hundreds of billions, the Department of Energy shoveled out in the weeks when Biden was leaving, and the hundreds of billions at the EPA and throwing gold bars over the Titanic. Remember all that? And Elon being run out. That was all Todd Blanch. And there's no doubt that Todd Blanch is out there saying there is no Epstein, it's all over. This has destroyed Trump in the polls. Iran's taken it even further. I have breaking Charlie Kirk information in the fourth hour that is exclusive. Not just the one recording came out yesterday, but more. Seven members of the family saying none of it's true, he didn't do it, it's a setup. Well, they tell you the whole family says he did it. Elizabeth Lane joins us. And again, everybody said it was a cover-up up front. The tranny said they would kill him. I said it could be, but we got to have evidence. I wasn't covering up everybody's instinct that it was Israel or whatever, or the Trump admin, because he had Trump's ear, which he told me, good job, fighting the Iran war back during Midnight Hammer. He called me and said, keep pushing that and keep exposing Epstein. Call me twice on those subjects. I was like, well, okay, thanks. You're having a big effect. But now we have the smoking gun. We'll get into that with Robert Barnes, a little prelude, a little foreshadowing of that, and so much more with the also popular podcaster. Just type in Robert Barnes on X or anywhere else. One of the top podcasts out there. Does his own, also on Viva Fry. So Barnes, I don't want to spend too much time on this, but you... I always know you follow everything. We didn't talk before you came on. I talked to you briefly during the one-minute break. So you cool to cover this first? You said, absolutely. But I don't understand the psychology when they got caught running a fake auction. The judge basically said, well, I'm not going to say it's criminal, but it looks criminal. Firing the U.S. trustee, firing people when they did this a few years ago. Now they're back doing it again. And we call the receiver, we call everybody, and it's not even an agreement. It's not even done. They said, we'll listen to that idea. Yeah, we'll look at it. A judge hasn't approved it. They're out announcing they own this place, and they're selling merchandise. When they did that a few years ago, it knocked down sales 70-plus percent because people thought they owned it. So that way it's to shut us down. And they say in all these articles and podcasts, we've got a guy that talks like him, looks like him, which they do. Doesn't really look like me, but he's bald-headed. We're going to misrepresent and tell huge lies to discredit Jones. So this is a new level. When they censor you, they don't just censor you. They then steal your identity. But this is a new level in this. Give us your analysis and what you think we should do.
Yeah, I mean, I thought their claims didn't make a lot of sense, because if, in fact, there had been a legitimate legal sale of the what is effectively just the URL, just the Internet address, it's not the content of anything substantively. It's not the because you've given that away all these years. You never asserted copyright over anything that you produced. So that is not owned distinctly by InfoWars. Anybody can produce or replicate that anywhere. So they don't own that. They can't own that. They don't own the physical studio. They can't own your likeness, despite their efforts to try to steal your identity off of X, steal your identity into perpetuity, steal your identity to pretend to be you with an AI version of you. And those AI ops are, they're all over the place. With somebody pretending to be somebody they're not, you can kind of tell if you pay close attention, but they're getting better and better. But so all of those were legally denied, and for them to come out and claim they already own the web domain and the brand name, which was always dubious to begin with, didn't make any sense, because that's got to be judicially ratified, and they had previously attempted but failed to get any judicial ratification. I think what it does represent is the complete collapse of The Onion. The Onion was a great parody satire site. I remember being introduced to it from Madison, Wisconsin, where it started when I went to law school there in Madtown. And it used to be funny. It used to be good. And then it became ideological and got bought out.
Well, then it got bought 3 years ago with Bloomberg funding by the MSNBC censorship czar, Ben Collins.
Exactly. I mean, this is all Bloomberg's obsession. This is further affirmation that Bloomberg and his gun control freaks and the other lawfare nuts were behind this this attack on your free speech and their efforts. But it tells you where they're going, right? Just as the efforts to censor you off Instagram and Facebook and X and YouTube and everywhere else was a sign of where they were going towards the president and towards the rest of us, they're going to use AI to try to usurp our identities, to try to pretend to be us, to have a new level of fake
news. Remember in their June 14th thing 2 years ago, they said the 13th Amendment doesn't apply to Alex Jones. We own his name and likeness. And, of course, Elon had to come in and block that, not to even defend me, but to defend everybody.
And for those that don't remember, that's the 13th Amendment is what banned slavery and involuntary servitude and indentured servants. So they were trying to say that they could make someone their personal slave because, don't worry, it's their AI version. It's a fake version of them, even though they're operating under that person's name, that person's identity, that person's physical address, that person's Internet address, that person's social media accounts. Well, I mean, it would be a blue check.
By the way,
when
I told Patrick Bang David that like 4 months ago in Miami, he usually believes me. He goes, that's not true. His crew was so good. See if you can do it. As Bloomberg had a post of the filing, because I was in the court when they said it, and it said, the 13th Amendment does not apply to Alex Jones. He's a special case. We will own his name, likeness, and we will exactly. I mean, this is, like, insane.
Not only that, they could get an injunction to prevent you from speaking on your own behalf in your own name. That's where they were going, that they had the exclusive right to your identity. Take all this law that has developed about celebrities that, even their estates, like people like Elvis and others, Michael Jackson and others, they get to control their use even after
death.
And
let's be clear, though, they do 360 agreements. That's why Prince had to be, say, the artist formerly Prince. I never did that.
Exactly. And but their goal was to get that right to exclude, effectively completely censor you under the guise of enforcing their trademark law, because they would effectively own your identity, own your image, own your social media. So if you tried to counteract that by sharing your actual viewpoints and from your own self, they would get a legal injunction to preclude and prohibit it under the guise that it's a trademark brand injunction. So, I mean, that's how nuts it was that, they're trying to misapply this law. And with the new emerging technology that allows them to create fake images of people in a very a way that will fool most people, this is becoming increasingly dangerous. And the constitutional amendment that prohibits that is the 13th Amendment. All forms of indentured servitude are precluded. You cannot force somebody to speak on a certain behalf. You cannot steal their identity.
And you see it as seeing the judge when they got on the stand and they defended that filing. He was just like, normally doesn't make any faces. He was like, what? He was like, what? I mean, yeah, there it is.
It would have been one of the most precarious precedents ever set. It's the ability of the government to not only censor you, but create a fake version of you and get buy-in from the authentic viewpoints. I mean, at times, you would think we got a simulated version of President Trump at the moment. You know, that's how that can go. The sort of fake versions could convert somebody's audience into thinking they're getting an honest opinion from that individual they've come to trust, not realizing that isn't their opinion.
And here's
an
example. Let's say you're a famous music star, opera singer. You die, you give your wife your estate, she gets in debt, and they grab it, and then now they have an avatar of you forever. Like, you can go to Vegas for years and have a 3D thing of Elvis dancing.
Oh, exactly. I mean, and you could imagine other things, too. Have you saying things that are illegal? Having you say things that can get you individually into difficulty?
Well, that's it. Once they take over your identity, which they're saying they're doing, they're going to say things they say in the New York Times in my name to discredit me. They're admitting that. Steal my identity to misrepresent me.
Correct. To contaminate the audience, to breach the bridges of trust and confidence that have been built up over long periods of time, to allow the public to be miseducated about key facts and issues by being misdirected and misguided by this fake version of you that they don't know is a fake version of you that you can't contest because they own you. I mean, that's what that was. That was a 13th Amendment claim of ownership, except it was even worse because if somebody physically owned you, you could always try to resist. How do you resist the AI fake version of you? They don't know it's you, that's not you. So it was a new form of public ownership.
Because that's the key. Like in Body Snatchers, they put the pod down to you. You die, the new one grows. The body snatcher has to get rid of the real thing. The counterfeit has to get rid of the real thing.
That's exactly right. I mean, it really is. The movie where you take the glasses off and you realize they're aliens. Their goal was to take away the glasses so that you wouldn't know that was an alien version of Alex Jones talking to you, speaking to you, misleading you, misdirecting you. You can imagine the psyops. I mean,
Paul Weiss law firm, top Democrat, the top, involved in the Epstein cover up. Trump did a $40 million settlement with them. They're the ones that came up with this. Who are they?
Well, I mean, you're talking about one of the most, Wall Street, deep state connected firms. You look into these firms, you'll find big overlaps between the military industrial complex, big Wall Street hedge funds invested in foreign investments like in the UAE, in the Saudi Arabia, in the Arab Royals, in the European Royals. Indeed, you dig in and you'll find one long list that overlaps heavily with the Epstein list. That's who these people are. In fact, you can look it up. There are people connected to Paul Weiss that are on the Epstein list. So that are in the Epstein files.
I mean, the Paul Weiss law firm came in the news at Harvard and MIT covered up the Epstein cases.
Correct. Exactly. That's who these people are. These are the Epstein files folks getting to try to control your public image and the public's access to your public viewpoints.
Which tells them, I'm not trying to brag, why are they so scared of my image? Why are they obsessed for a decade?
I mean, this all started with they thought that you were inconsequential or on the margins until you boosted President Trump from 3% in the primary polls to leading in the primaries. So that it's all started that's when all of a sudden they realized you had far more consequence than they anticipated and understood. And thus their objectives with World War III, their objectives with global economic collapse, their objectives with global pandemics, two of the three we've witnessed some version of in the last 10 years. Became at risk that people would be red-pilled and white-pilled away from the reality of what they were trying to create. And from that point, beginning the summer of 2016, they realized they had to take you out. They thought if they took you out, they took the movement out. And that became the goal and the objective, to censor you. They created a caricature version of you on TV shows like Homeland. You even met some of these people who really believed some of the nonsense that was in those things, that was in those shows. And the goal was to discredit you, destroy your reputation, try to shame and censor the audience, and then literally censor you by removing you from using the lawsuits. And what was people forget, it was the lawsuits that they used as their pretext to remove all your channels from YouTube, to remove all your Instagram and Facebook and Twitter access. to try to block you from they were trying to block bank accounts from being able to process any payment in support of you, trying to block IPs from even being able to, for people being able to access your sites online. They had, you know, Jeff
Bezos.
What
are they going to do now that the understanding and awakening is proliferating and all these other hosts are just as big or bigger now, and now Elon's basically is awake? What are they going to do? And I noticed as soon as I really came out against Trump 3 weeks ago with 25th Amendment, suddenly all the leftist groups started attacking again. I believe he's made a deal to throw the midterms. He's not that stupid. The numbers show it. I believe he's made a deal with the deep state.
I think increasingly that what we're seeing is a Trump that is kind of like the simulated version they wanted to make of you. This is not the Trump we've known. This is not the Trump we've watched for 30 plus years. He clearly has, in my view, early onset frontal lobe dementia. And that's why you're seeing a guy who suddenly loses all empathy, increasingly apathetic, increasingly repetitive, has complete delusions of grandeur, has wishful thinking on a constant basis, thinks things that are true that are not, thinks things that are not true that are, is betraying his own base. And what it is they've sort of worm-tongued their way into a mentally deficient, mentally declining President Trump. And what it is his form of mental decline doesn't show up principally in cognitive capacity like Joe Biden's did, or in memory loss like Reagan's did at the end of his term with early onset Alzheimer's, or like what Woodrow Wilson when his wife ran the White House the last 6 months. His is emotional and psychological. And so President Trump was notorious. I mean, you know all the stories, Alex, for, you know, big tipper, would help people out quietly, anonymously all the time. Now he's the guy who tells Marjorie Taylor Greene it's her fault if her son dies from a wrongful statements made by President Trump. Then now we see a President Trump who shrugs his shoulders about American soldiers dying, shrugs his shoulders about Americans dying, shrugs his shoulders about gas prices going through the roof.
Well, years ago they said the Pentagon had a shot to cure PTSD, but really it's a viral shot that attacks areas of the brain with empathy to actually make you not care anymore. Quote, it would cure depression because you don't care anymore. Basically, it's a sociopath shot. How do we know they didn't put that in his drink? Because they have it, it can be delivered that way.
Well, they don't have to do it in the shot. They don't have to do it through his drink. They can do it through all the COVID booster shots he's been taking. So remember, this guy's been bragging about how he's taken every single COVID booster shot. And who knows what else was in that shot? All we know is since he took that shot about 6 months ago, there has been an acceleration of a decline. You have from the Wall Street Journal confirming what I had already heard, but they confirmed it publicly. So now I can talk about it. The president of the United States was removed from the Situation Room, physically removed during the pilot down episode in Iran because of how nuts he was. The Pentagon physically removed him from the room. As Larry Johnson, longtime former CIA analyst, he's been on your show, still has a wide range of good, strong sources. I know because he'll confirm stuff that I find directly, literally from the source. And that this past week, President Trump wanted to play around with preparing a nuclear weapons use against Iran. And General Kane said, no, we're not going to do that. I'm going to exercise my Article 92 powers to do it.
Let's just stop there and start over because we saw Trump in the last month say, listen to Levin tonight. Levin pushes dropping bombs like on Japan. The other surrogates push it. Israel starts pushing on their TV shows, drop nukes. So we don't even need to believe sources. We know that. Then we learned last week the head of the Air Force stormed out of a meeting when Trump was wanting them to prepare nuclear weapons. Let's explain that.
Exactly. I mean, what we 2 weeks ago, when we went into detail about the threat that the president was talking about using nuclear weapons, talking about ending their civilization, talking about a massive Nazi war-style war
crime. Ending them in one day, that's nukes.
Absolutely. I mean, we were all over the place. You know, Scott Jennings over at CNN, Mitch's bitch, said he didn't understand what hat I was wearing. Well, it's called a working man's hat. We've been having around for about 300 years. If you knew a little working class history, you knew that. But thank God that you went public, Tucker Carlson, others went public. It led J.D. Vance and others to step up and step in and stop him from doing that. But now he's back to wanting to do it again. And that's why you have the Pentagon is terrified of his mental state. They are increasingly do not want to execute and are considering not acting out Trump's orders in the coming days because they recognize he has lost it mentally. He makes up things that never happened. He claims things that did happen did not happen on a regular basis. That's why you have him on this morning talking to CNBC, saying he would have that Vietnam War was no big problem. He would have got it done in 30 days. He would have got Iraq War done. All of a sudden, all the wars were great. He's all for the wars. He just needed to be the one in charge of it because he would have won it in 30 days. This is delusional thinking. This is a sign of frontal lobe early onset dementia.
And let's be clear, 28 times he said the war is won, 10 times he said the strait was open. He says, Israel, I order you not to attack. Israel doubles attacks. They make a fool out of him. And then he turns around with the Truth Social saying, Israel doesn't tell me what to do.
Yeah, I mean, look at this last Friday. Look at all the seal clappers running around saying, look, we've got a peace deal. Iran has completely capitulated. The strait is completely open. None of that was true. Vance had got a deal.
They were like all over me.
Completely.
Oh, you're disproven. See, it worked. And I said, it'll break within hours, and it did. I said, Israel attacked Lebanon. They did. Because Israel always does.
I mean, I tell you what happened. Vance did have a deal. It looked a lot like the JCPOA, but who cares? Let's just get out of this thing at this point. And told Trump he had a deal, and Trump convinced himself it was a completely different deal. He convinced himself it was a capitulation deal when it wasn't. The deal was they would give up the enrichment for a period of time, and they would reduce their current enriched materials to 20% or less. That was the end, and they would keep the Straits of Hormuz, and we would give them sanctions relief, and there would be complete cessation of hostilities, and we would codify this into a treaty before Congress and a proposal to the UN Security Council. Vance tells Trump this. Trump begins to convince himself that they signed a capitulation deal instead. You know, he fantasizes this. He takes wishful thinking, positive thinking.
He said Friday, they've given up everything. And they're like, that's not true.
None of it was true. But he really believed it. That's why he was calling people up talking about it. That's why he's telling Maria on Sunday, oh, we already have the deal. We just have to finalize it. Vance is still in D.C. We're not even there.
The strait is open before the stock market doesn't listen?
I think part of it is motivated by the stock and equity and oil markets, but part of it is his delusional thinking. They've been asking him, quit going to Truth to talk about this. And he'll agree. He'll be, okay, I won't do it. And then he goes and does it again. They'll ask him, do not call up reporters and talk about
and
this.
And he's posting while we're trying to go. My Way videos and Slipknot videos.
And him as a Roman emperor? A Roman emperor? I mean, the guy is completely lost.
And don't forget Jesus.
Well, exactly. He's Jesus, but with a ball behind him. He had the demon ball behind him in that Jesus image. So, he's literally losing it, and people started telling me this 3 months ago. We started talking about it offline several weeks ago. When it became clear this was happening, that's when we put out the warning, Paul Revere warning sign. And people better keep doing it, because he will use nuclear weapons. He will create a massive war crime. And if he does that, Iran will take out all the Gulf oil and infrastructure, and we're screwed for 10 years. We got a global depression, not a global recession. We got a total global reset.
By the way, Iran says they're getting ready if things don't work out to bring out their real weapons. You think that's a bluff?
Oh, no, not at all. I mean, not with Trump, and not nor on Iran. If Iran goes down, the whole world goes down. That's where their mindset is. So Vance has been doing everything possible to avoid this disaster, but President Trump keeps wanting to jump right off the cliff.
We'll be right back with Robert Barnes. Talk more about this. Stay with us, and Charlie Kirk, the new Bombshell Information. Stay with us.
Everything I sell to you works. Obviously, that's the goal. So that you get it, and you like it, and you want to get it again. Everything I sell to you, we put deep research into, and I personally use. Now, I've been promoting zeolites for decades with great sponsors because they really work. I'm going to tell you what they are. Well, Bigly, our sponsor, has a really high-quality, private-label, top-selling brand that we were able to private-label we're bringing to you right now. With the unprecedented toxins in the environment, with the chemtrailing, all the garbage in the food, it is more important than ever to take zeolites on a regular basis. But not all zeolites are created equal. This is really a high-quality zeolite. Please do your own research, and then go to theoliveshowstore.com and secure our high-quality zeolite formula. Now let's go over just some of the incredible facts. We're swimming in toxins every single day. Metals from the air, chemicals in the food and water. Your body needs help binding, eliminating this garbage before it builds up and destroys your cells. Inner Zeolite Detox Defense, Advanced Binding Agent. This isn't some gimmick. Zeolite is a naturally occurring volcanic mineral with a unique cage-like crystalline structure that acts like a molecular trap. Through ion exchange and absorption, it selectively grabs positively charged toxins, heavy metals, ammonia, and other unwanted compounds while letting beneficial minerals stay put. Then it escorts them straight out of your system through your gut. Paired with folic acid, it also supports healthy mineral transport and cleaner internal environment. Users report feeling lighter, more balanced, and clear-headed with consistent daily use. Just one dose a day gives you 60 full servings of detox support. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't steer you wrong. You know that. If you love our methylene blue, if you love our bovine colostrum, if you love the other incredible products like our T3 iodine, you are going to love this Zeolite detox formula. Secure yours now at thealexjonesstore.com. And if you haven't checked out the other supplements like our methylene red that's proprietary to us, our ultramethylene blue that is on record the strongest and the best, then check it out today. And while you're there, check out the widest selection of Patriot apparel, baseball caps, t-shirts, hoodies, you name it, to spread the word of freedom in America and worldwide. Bottom line, thanks for keeping us on the air over the years. We're facing some of the biggest challenges ever to stay on the air. But thanks to you standing with us as our partners, the InfoWar, we are stronger than ever. So thank you so much for your support. Now please visit thealexjonesstore.com today. And if you want to get massive discounts on all the supplements, sign up as a subscriber, lock in your orders in the future. You can cancel any time, so all you're really locking in is the massive discounts. Same thing with VIPs, cancel any time, $30 a month, get $40 to spend in the store, special deals, special offers, special sales on everything. So if you're buying anything at thealexjonesstore.com, you should be a VIP. Thank you so much for your support. Now secure your Zeolite formula now at thealexjonesstore.com. I know you're the big health guy. You're way better shape than I am. Don't kick my ass. I've seen you working out with the Liver King. You say you've taken methylene blue before. I want you to take our medical grade. It takes 30 minutes to kick in. So good for your body. I'd like you to drink this, Jay. You said earlier it would. I appreciate it. I want to get your true review. If it doesn't work, tell me. Here it is, brother.
Cheers.
Looks just like the stuff from Dune, the water of life. He's drinking the juice of a strangled, drowned sandworm right now. Baron Harkonnen is not happy. We're going to see what happens.
20 minutes later.
I feel like my brain is clearer and working faster. It feels like my brain and my energy have had the accelerator hit on them. I felt it in my brain and my energy.
Well,
I'm going to get me some before I leave.
We're going to give you a couple bottles of it, bro. We love it. It's amazing. Get yours now, thealexjonesstore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Now, one of those sources has summoned the governor. Alex Jones says he knows how they plan to depopulate.
Alex, you sounded urgent.
There's an entire agenda afoot to force the population to undergo different type of medical treatments, namely vaccines. We're seeing a medical tyranny being set up, not just in the United States, but worldwide under the UN and the World Health Organization.
Who's behind all this?
The Bilderberg Group. They want a planetary dictatorship so they can carry out their forced depopulation agenda. And they want to do it through the medical system. And that's why vaccines are so important. We know that many of these vaccines turn out to have serious adverse reactions, and that this is being done by design. They kill you slowly over time. That's why they're called soft kill. And I've got an insider I think you should really talk to, Dr. Rima Labo. But she doesn't live inside the United States because she's so concerned about all the police state developments that are taking place. But if you can get her to come up here and talk to you, she's a medical doctor, she's treated heads of states, and she really understands what's happening on the inside.
Dr. Lebeau, how are you?
I'm fine. Thank you, Governor.
Governor Jesse Ventura, thanks for coming. Now, you've left the United States of America.
Yes, sir, I have.
Why?
I do not feel safe living in the United
really?
States.
Really? Do you want to come in and sit down?
No, sir. I'd rather not.
You'd rather just be here so you can make a fast exit if you have
to. As soon as you and I finish,
you're out of
here. I'm leaving the country again. Why? Because in a very short time, not today, not tomorrow, but very soon, we'll be facing compulsory vaccination under the mistaken term of voluntary vaccination.
Are you talking to me now about the current swine flu?
Is that
what you're talking about? Now, what is it about these vaccinations? You think that they're bad?
Well, first of all, let's start with the fact that the World Health Organization has decided that we have 90% too many people. The World Health Organization has been working since 1974 on vaccines to create permanent sterility.
Doctor, the response is going to be, you're crazy. How can you say this stuff?
I show them the documentation.
Now, this is pretty shocking.
This process has already been ongoing. To make matters worse, we know that the vaccines that were illegally approved by the FDA contain a substance called squalene.
Squalene, an organic compound used in vaccines to stimulate the immune system and increase the response.
If I inject you with squalene, your immune system will attack the squalene, but then it starts attacking all of the parts of your body. What does that look like when you meet a person to whom that is happening? It looks like Gulf War syndrome. It looks like every joint in the body swollen and intolerably painful and immobilized.
Again, she was told by insiders they were going to do it that way, give you a shot, erases your immune system, and hit you with another weapon. I wanted to play that clip from 2009 just to show you we know what we're talking about. Back to Robert Barnes, constitutional lawyer, historian, former Trump lawyer, totally dialed into the inside. Let's go back and spend some time on this from your sources, because we know they're pushing nuclear war. Trump's been pushing it, total destruction of society, the mouthpieces of Israel saying use nukes, which would instantly turn the world totally against us and cause a world depression. It wouldn't make Iran give up. Totally crazy. Would turn us into instant war criminals. Get into the chairman of the Joint Chiefs from your information saying no to nukes. Why did they have the Air Force storm out? That was in mainstream media. What is going on, Robert Barnes?
So essentially, Trump is delusional and routinely imagines and fantasizes things that aren't happening, pretends that he can do things or we can do things that we can't do, pretends the Iran has agreed to things they never have agreed to, goes public with this, and that, you know, sabotages ongoing peace talks. That's why the peace talks haven't happened. He did the blockade, even though he was advised not to do the blockade. Because the problem with the blockade is, one, most of the ships are going to get through because we have to stay so far away from the shore that we don't get hit by Iranian missiles or drones, either the ones from the air or the water. That means it's not a big enough, we don't have enough ships out there to have a meaningfully effective blockade. So most of the Iranian ships have been getting through the blockade. Then if we decide to stop one and we're able to stop one, then we got a second problem on our hands, which is China has made clear they will not accept that. And if it continues, they're going to start sending their subs and frigates out to meet us. And then we've got possibility of World War III. China has long been wanting to test out whether their
weapons...
We're
talking a Cuban Missile Crisis confrontation.
Exactly. On steroids. And we have a risk of a Cuban missile Cuban confrontation crisis as well. Russia continues to send its ships right through our blockade of Cuba. And so we've got an issue there too. So we've got the Ukraine using their drones to take out Russian refineries.
I saw that last week, didn't get much attention. The Russians, literally, our ships try to block them. The Russians don't stop, and our ships move. So they're not
exactly
blinking. They're not blinking.
No, not at all. And so everybody in the world is tired of Trump's insanity, and more people can see it than Trump's own base. Even though Trump's own base should be the first to be alert to it. Trump becoming unsympathetic, Trump becoming a warmonger, Trump becoming let's conquer the world, Trump saying Mark Levin is God's gift to humanity, Trump hanging out with Laura Luz.
The Strait of Hormuz, Trump Strait?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you know, I mean, you saw he's literally building a 50-foot gold statue to himself in the Trump library that is modeled after the North Korean dictator. I mean, this is not normal, folks. The reason why we're seeing a Trump that a lot of people think have betrayed him is because we're seeing just a different Trump. This is a mentally declined Trump who is being exploited by the Lord.
Thousands of pieces of gold apparel and artwork. Just it's like so gaudy. It's like a joke. And the White House is literally just like gold everywhere.
He's becoming the caricature of himself. And it's because his mental capacity is rapidly degenerating and declining. That's why his empathy is no longer present. Apathy is increasingly present. His delusional thinking is off the charts. And the problem is that he thinks he can do things that he can't do. And that he thinks other things that he could do won't have blowback. That's why, you know, he convinced himself that there wouldn't be any blowback from attacking Iran. Now he's convinced himself, like, take the use of nuclear weapons, aside from the moral horror.
Start over with your intel and what is admitted. Go back to the chairman of the Joint Chiefs saying no to nuclear weapons. Let's flesh that out. Give us more intel.
So over the last 2 weeks, first Trump was removed from the Situation Room during the when the pilot went down. There's some talk that it was really a special op that went bad. But he was literally physically removed, the president of the United States, from the Situation Room and told not to be present when they made every critical military decision.
How did then that work? You mean they're like, he just, they admitted he was living there. So what did they say? How did they tell him get out?
They said, we need you out now. And he left. And he actually did leave. And so the concern is, what happens if he says, no, I'm not leaving? Or he starts firing everybody in the room.
He also continues to leak information.
Correct. That's the thing. The Pentagon was so concerned about how his declining mental state. They started to figure this. I was told this 3 months ago. And that people close to the White House.
No, you started saying it on air 3 months ago.
Correct. That he was starting to lose it, that he would lose his temper at a drop of a... he would lose his temper over nothing. Trump's always had a quick fuse. But now he's losing his temper over nothing. Anybody that's been around somebody suffering early onset dementia would see the signs. And when I started talking about it, some people who have been around that said, here's what you're describing. And then I started using it as a predictive filter, and it became very explanatory. But the second time it really got bad was when he was in the Situation Room. He'd start screaming at everybody. He would start saying, hey, let's do this or this, things that were delusional to do. They're like, we can't get this done if you stay here, Mr. President. Please leave. And so he left. Then last weekend, he calls everybody in. After he tells everybody on Friday that we have a peace deal, he actually blows up the peace deal by announcing terms that were not agreed to, that antagonize Iran. Then he comes in, he goes, okay, well, let's hit him. He brings everybody in. He says, hey, let's practice using nukes. I want to practice using the nuclear codes. And General Kane says, no, we're not going to do that. We're not going to go down that path. That's why Kane's head is down when he's leaving the White House. He was like, oh, my God, this is getting off the charts insane. Because it's you know, Biden's cognitive limitations were less of a risk because it wasn't accompanied by delusions of grandeur and wishful thinking. That's what Trump is suffering from on a regular basis.
Trump's really been the president. He's always in charge looking at everything. So if he's breaking down, he's still involved in everything. But with Biden, he was just milling around the whole time with a whole other shadow government, which was bad enough, but that's better than having a person with dementia in charge.
Exactly. Someone who really believes a bunch of things that are just not true. Thinks he can do things that are just not true. It's so... You know, he's now been told no twice in 2 weeks by his own general Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Kane. That's the guy he handpicked. He said, "No, you've got to stay out of this." That's twice. I had heard this, you know, these stories coming out ahead of time. Vice President Vance alternates between crying and laughing because of how insane it all is.
And let me just back you up. I talked to multiple individuals. Formerly Army Special Operations, let's just leave it at that, who called me this weekend. They said, you're dead on. He's out of his mind. And already at CENTCOM and Army Special Operations in Florida, they're already going down even to mid-level people and saying, hey, get ready for a big problem. And again, the Democrats a year ago were like, don't follow his orders to round up illegals. That's all constitutional. We're like, hey, that's bull. That's the programming for the movie Civil War. They wanted their own coup. But it kind of foreshadowed it because now it's nuclear war. Now it's real.
Exactly. And so you've got big risk number one is nuclear war. Big risk number two is that he does try to bomb all the bridges and power plants. Iran will respond by taking out all the civilian infrastructure and oil and energy of the Middle East, potentially could take out the desalination plants, which means you'd have a massive refugee crisis because they can't survive without air conditioning in 125 degree heat in the Arab summer.
Not to mention a war crime.
They can't survive without desalination plants.
Not to mention a war crime.
Oh, massive war crime. I mean, got those problems. Like, if he uses, here's one of the biggest problems of using nuclear weapons. That new, if you look at where the air tear, you know, Professor Robert Pape has gone through great detail. Other professor, Professor Postal from MIT, the same thing. All the nuclear, in the air, all the radioactive air would go into the Arab Gulf. You'd have half a billion Muslims at major risk. I mean, you're talking about the refugee crisis of all refugee crises.
And now, as the war games predicted, Pakistan's threatening nuclear weapons.
Correct. Pakistan has said if nuclear weapons are used by against Iran, they will use nuclear weapons themselves. And so you could have a whole, you got nuclear holocaust. So that's risk number one. Risk number two is you just try to take out all their infrastructure, and they take out all of our infrastructure, all the Gulf infrastructure. And all of a sudden, we have a global economic catastrophe on our hands. You're talking about a third of the oil and gas offline, potentially for years, not just weeks or months, but for years, because of how long it would take to get it back online. You're talking about a third of the world's fertilizer offline for years. You're talking about a third of the world's helium that goes into making semiconductor chips offline for years. That's an economic catastrophe. When people that have modeled it out said it would be a global depression for at least 2 years. Global
depression. So let me stop you there. Even if the war ended today, it's baked in that it kills the recovery, but it only gets worse. You mentioned this, and I'd love to show something we mentioned it. Here he is today calling into a TV program, was it CNBC, saying, oh, I would end Vietnam in a few weeks because look what did Venezuela. Snatching a leader, making a behind-the-scenes deal with them to make a deal with us is totally different than Vietnam when we had up to 600,000 soldiers there, 15 years there, 10 years official, 7.3 million bombs dropped. You've hit Iran with 20,000 bombs. You know, again, it shows he doesn't have military understanding. To say that Iran or Vietnam is as easy as Venezuela is cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. Here's the club.
And when it's over, and it will end, when it's over, you know, they want it to be over immediately. And I just looked at a little chart. World War One, 4 years and 3 months. World War Two, 6 years. Korean War, 3 years. Vietnam, 19 years. Iraq, 8 years. I'm 5 months. Okay, 5 months. I would have won Vietnam very quickly. I would have, if I were president.
Back it up 10 seconds. Listen to the delusion, folks. He doesn't. No, Trump, we're not 2 months in yet, okay? We're 53 days in. That's not even 2 months, bro. Now he says we're 5 months in. I mean, play it again.
Vietnam, 19 years. Iraq, 8 years. I'm 5 months, okay? 5 months. I would have won Vietnam very quickly. I would have, if I were president, I would have won Iraq in the same amount of time that we won, because essentially we've won here. Okay. I mean, people can play games. The Democrats can say, well, we should have done better. No matter what. If I did it in 1 week, they'd say, we should have done better. Look at Venezuela. I took it over in 45 minutes. It was basically a 45 minute. And by the way, a very strong military country. And we took it over in a day, but let's be nice. But we basically took it over in 45 minutes. We took it over during the attack in 45 minutes.
Let me inform Trump of something. Trump, the Germans paid off the French command, bought off about 85% of their generals, so only 10 or 15% of the French fought, and it still took the Nazis a month to kick out the people that fought and then kick out the British Expeditionary Force at Dunkirk. So actually study this for you, okay? Yes, no, the CIA and the Pentagon bought off the Venezuelans, the blockade worked, so they rolled over because they left the communist vice president in and made a deal with them to let their dictatorship continue. That was because they calculated that, yes, we could take them. That was a completely different enchilada because the communists were unpopular there. Not the case in Iran. You want to explain to the president, Bob?
Yeah, I mean, there's absolutely no comparison. And some of us warned the vice president directly that the great risk of Venezuela going the way it did, given what people were describing as President Trump's declining mental and emotional state, he lacks emotion. So you'll see him. He'll talk very articulately. That's not his problem. His problem is delusional thinking and lack of emotional self-control and declining empathy. He's convincing himself he's a Roman emperor. I mean, that's the mind. This is not something Trump ever even wanted.
Hitler had Iron Cross first class and second class. It was like an Audie Murphy hero. But he still lost the war because he ordered generals around. Trump has no understanding of saying he's the greatest general who's ever lived.
Oh, no doubt about that at all. I mean, when he is really convincing himself of the true delusions of grandeur, you convince yourself that these things are true that are just patently false. And it's a warning sign to everybody around him. Okay, he no longer has objective clarity, so he can't make good decision-making. He will not make good decisions. What we said 2 weeks ago is absolutely is the truth. Trump needs to be removed from decision-making authority. And the you don't have to go like full 25th Amendment or the rest. You can just start to ignore him.
What
do
about
own
the
thing.
War powers, Congress using its power over the purse to declare war? It only fell by one vote. Isn't that a mechanism?
In fact, several members of the House, Republican members, Nancy Mace, Lauren Boebert, Congressman Davidson from Ohio, had agreed not to vote for immediate removal from Iran because they understood that Vance was about to get a deal. Vance did get that deal, but then Trump blew it up. So the next time it comes up for a vote in the House, they will say, get out of Iran now. And then if by June, Collins has said she'll be off, Murkowski says she'll be off, Curtis has said that he'll be off, so the Senate will also vote that we have to be out by May. So basically he's got 10 days to get this done until the House and the Senate say you have no authority to go forward. Now, under Article 92, the generals can ignore any illegal order. In order to use nuclear weapons would be an unlawful order. In order to attack civilian infrastructure like bridges and electricity would be an unlawful order. Their legal obligation.
I agree. So why is Israel publicly pushing him to do it? I guess they just want to roll the dice and commit us to full war and then use the ensuing insanity for Trump to do a counter coup against the constabulary and then set up an Israeli-controlled dictatorship?
Well, the other people you have that are just crazy for other reasons, they're not crazy because they're in mental decline. They're in crazy because they are morally depraved and have an exaggerated understanding of their power.
Megalomania.
Is Israel and the UAE. For Bibi Netanyahu, if the war is not ongoing by October, he loses the election, goes to trial, spends the rest of his life in prison for corruption. So for him, his only chance to avoid prison for life is to have the war still ongoing by October.
Exactly.
For the Emiratis, they grew up playing Call of Duty games. These guys are crazy. They're delusional. Now you see Trump talking about bailing them out publicly, saying he'll provide whatever currency swap lines they want, any kind of economic return. That's because the UAE is deeply tied in to corrupting the entire Trump family. Don Jr., Eric Trump, Jared Kushner, Scott, Steve Witkoff, all have deals of different kinds with the Emiratis. And so they basically bought off the president of the United States.
And then I want to bring up Melania. What is your intel? I just looked at the facts. He attacks me and a bunch of others 2 weeks ago, an hour after that happened. She comes out and he says he didn't know she was going to do it and says, I'm not with Epstein. I'm not part of this. She knows the Lutnick cover up, all of it. That looked to me like Melinda Gates breaking with Bill Gates.
That's exactly what it was. I mean, because she completely blindsided the White House. They had no idea she was going to make that statement. They knew a statement was coming, but not the content of it. And then she completely rebuts the president. She says these victims should be granted full immunity and allowed to testify in front of Congress. So which is not what the president wants, not what Lutnick wants, not what some other people in the current guy up for Fed chair, Warsh, he's in the Epstein files. So that's not what that guy wants. Remember, she was really close to him. Almost every other day, you'd see a photo of her and Trump. Now you haven't seen any such image of that since that statement.
Over 2 weeks.
Think about it. Who would know better than anyone else whether the president is suffering a mental decline? It would be his wife. It would be Melania.
I'm told because by people very close that she, quote, detests him now.
Yeah, and it's a combination of fear and concern for where the country is going. And the trigger, from what I heard, was the Easter event when you had Trump standing next to a guy in a bunny outfit in front of a bunch of kids and started ranting about war. That's when she realized he was just gone. He was just lost. He's like the king from Lord of the Rings with Wormtongue whispering in his ear, who's mentally declining and doing all these insane things that are against his core character. That's what Trump has become. This is not the Trump we know, but this is a different Trump because literally, mentally, it's a different Trump.
So what do we do?
She's trying to warn everybody. I mean, that's what she's really doing, is she's trying to warn everybody in the most diplomatic way she can. And the General Kane is trying to warn people. The people that warned me to warn people were trying to warn people. So people just don't want to pay attention. They don't want to connect to the situation. It's really bad, and it's getting really, really worse. And they've just got to start to ignore the president is the bottom line.
Yeah, what do you, exactly. Well, what do you make of all these white pillar influencers attacking all of us, delusional, like you said, seal clapping last week every time he says we won the war, and then the next day it isn't. I mean, what's wrong with these people?
It's people that are so personally invested in Trump, that have taken so many sacrifices for Trump, that they would rather believe the most insane version of events in favor of Trump than recognize that all of their capital that they've invested personally, professionally, and politically in Trump has turned sour.
Not saying, hey, we got some good out of them before. Grandpa's gone crazy. They just can't bring themselves to that. In fact, I got a bunch of text messages and our stuff on X. They're like, you're following ideology over loyalty. Well, you better believe I am. I mean, I stand for something. That when Trump's doing the right thing, I'm for him. Yeah, you bet. Loyalty to somebody that's not loyal to our mission? They don't even hear what they're saying.
Well, it's very much like remember what the first response to any public trauma is. It's denial. That's the most, because that's psychologically built in. So what we're seeing with a lot of these people that are attacking us right now, I understand why, I even empathize with them. They're people that are going through the denial stage of trauma, recognizing that grandpa has lost it. And that puts us all, I don't even judge Trump.
Start bargaining. Then they'll go into grief.
Correct. That's exactly right. That's the stage you'll see core Trump supporters take. The ones that are the most attuned and they're the most committed to ideas, like yourself, like Tucker Carlson, like Marjorie Taylor Greene, like Thomas Massey, they'll come to terms with it much quicker and much easier. But for the people that went down there, especially for people who had given up on American politics, had said, you know what, doesn't matter who I vote for, we get John McCain. They're all a bunch of liars and cheaters and thievers and deceivers, so I might as well give up. And then Trump finally convinces them, don't give up. Get involved in the game. Get invested. To see Trump turn sour is very bitter.
And that's another way of saying they're lightweights. They're not really politically savvy.
Right. Oh, yeah, correct. The wise people are people that just want to believe, and their desire to want to believe Trump's.
So how do you reach those people? Because I really care about them, too. But, I mean, you know, they literally say, I'm getting money from Qatar. No, I'm not. Trump's completely out of control.
Correct. Well, one, we've got to call it like it is. Recognize that when grandpa has lost it, you got to take the keys away. As much as you want to help grandpa, you can't let him drive the car. That's step one. And then step two, support the people that are really sticking. People like Thomas Massey's got a big house race. Get Lady Lindsey Graham out by supporting Mark Lynch in South Carolina. Some of these big races.
Mark, we got Victor Boot from Russia joining us, but do five more. I want you to plug your show. We'll do it right now. We'll do it after a few final comments, but how do people find your great work?
All that's at vivabarneslaw.locals.com.
And they can find you on X. We'll put that back on screen. Just type in Robert Barnes. You can't miss it. Back in 2 minutes, a few more minutes with Barnes, and then Victor Boot. Stay with us.
I'm very pleased to announce two new great products at thealexjonesstore.com that'll 100% work and deliver you energy, clarity, and also, when you want to relax, great calm, rest, and sleep. Now, a lot of our products are very complex, game-changing, cutting-edge, you name it. But there's a lot of things that are very simple and proven that are still the best. Now, we have several other great energy formulas at thealexjonesstore.com. They're more complex. But Ultimate Energy is very, very simple. And this is one of the most popular, long-running energy combinations on the market at Whole Foods and everywhere else because it really works. It's Ultimate Energy, thealexjonesstore.com. Very strong dose of wide-spectrum, organic, time-released caffeine with a big dose of high-quality L-theanine that gives you focus and clarity but relaxes you. So with the caffeine, it's very, very smooth without the letdown, last up to 10 hours. That's Ultimate Energy. But when you're ready to relax, Ultimate Chill. A strong dose of high-quality ashwagandha root, known for thousands of years, give people rest, clarity, focus. Doesn't make you tired, just makes you relax, kind of a zen focus. And then on top of that, a big dose of L-theanine that also gives you calm, clear focus. Great rest, great relaxation, great dreams. It's so good for your immune system, your entire body. So some days when I've been working from 5 a.m. to say 10 p.m., and I've been, you know, jacked up on our great supplements and you name it, I will go to this formula, Ultimate Chill. That's why I actually came to Big League and said, hey, I'm already using a brand from Whole Foods. This is what's in it. Make it a little bit stronger. So this is a formula I've been using for years to relax. I'm having trouble being able to kind of ease into non-work mode, and this is how I do it. Simple, proven ingredients that work in a high-quality fusion. Now available at thealexjonesstore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.